Zokte elga mishna vayta masechtas kelim perik hey mishna aleph tanner an oven that they used to bake with. So when you imagine an oven, you're probably thinking about the oven in your kitchen or maybe even a pizza oven. Their ovens look nothing like that. Their ovens was like a round piece of klicheres, a little bit of an opening at the bottom. There you put in the woods, you manage the fire. Remember, there was an opening on top. You really heated this thing up, and you pasted the pieces of dough along the walls. That's how you bake bread. But the cheres wouldn't hold heat. Even though it was designed to hold heat, it was wide on top, more narrow on the bottom. But it had no floor. It was like a round cup, open on top and open at the bottom. But you lit the fire on the floor. Wait, it has no floor. There's no bottom. Why is it tummy? You're right. The reason it's tummy is because there's a special Xeris Akasiv that tells us an oven is tummy. You could also ask, it's connected to the ground. Why is it tummy? Torah says an oven is tummy. But what's the shear? What's the shear to say if the oven is this big, it becomes tummy? Zok the Mishnah. Taner tchilasai, if you just started to make the oven, it has to be high at least arba four tfachim, in order for it to be royal lekabel tuma. Ushiyarav, but if we're talking about a broken oven, so I need leftover also arba four tfachim, in order for it to continue to be mekabel tuma, devi remeir is a halt remeir. So if it broke and you don't even have four tfachim high, it's not mekabel tuma any longer. According to Remeir, that's the shear to start with, how high it has to be. And if it breaks, that's how much you have to have left. Chamayim the Chachamim say, but medvar memurim, when do we say that you need four tvachim both to start with? And you need four tvachim left over begadol, by a large oven. Avul bekatan, with a small oven, however, we're talking about really a small oven that's made for kids to play with. You maybe bake little things in it. So tchilasay, to start with kolshu, even a tiny bit. It doesn't mamish mean a tiny bit, it means at least a tefach. Ushiyarav rubay, how much has to be left over? Most of it. Now, the Gemara has a problem with this. The Gemara in Masechtas Chulin, as the Bat Tura quotes here, we only have a tefach to start with. Most of a tefach? That's like nothing. A little bit more than half, what could you do with it? It's not even good for a toy oven. So therefore, the Gemara explains, we have to learn the Mishnah this way. The Chachamim Aymrim, the Chachamim say, Bamed Varim Amur. When do we say you need to start with? And leftover four tvachim, begadol. Avul bekatan, but if you have a small toy oven, so tchilasei kalshu. To start off, all you need is a kalshu. Just a tefach. Now let's get back to the large oven. Reb Meir says you have to have four tvachim. The Chachamim say no, not necessarily. Rubai, roiv is enough. The Gemara Masechtas Chulin still has a problem with this, because it looks like the Chachamim are contradicting themselves in the Mishnah. Let's go back to the beginning of the Mishnah. Taner, Tchilasei Arba, the Chachamim has to be high four, and if it breaks, Shiar Avabo, you have to have four left over, Divi Reb Meir. The Chachamim say, B'medvar Mamurim Begadol, that's only by a Gadol, so it's Mashma, they agree with Reb Meir by a Gadol on these two things. To start with, you have to have four Tvachim, and if it breaks, you have to have four left over. Now you're changing your mind. Now you're saying that the Chachamim say, by a gadol it's enough to have roiv. So therefore the Gemara explains as follows. It depends how high the oven is. If let's say the oven was seven tvachim high to start with, or less, you don't have to have four tvachim left over. It's enough to have roiv. So let's say it's seven tvachim high. So half of seven is 3.5. You need a little bit more than 3.5 high. If it has that left over, it's still tummy. And it's true, the Chachamim said to Remeir, we agree, sometimes you have to have four, even left over to keep it tummy. You know when that's going to be? That's talking about a time that to start with that was high nine tvach. By such an oven, you don't need roiv, but it's enough to have four. So again, let's sort this all out. According to Remeir, a time to start with has to have four, and you have to have four left over in order for it to be considered still an oven. According to the Chachamim, to start with, you have to have four. True. How much has to be left for it still to be tummy? Depends how high it is to start with. If it's high nine, you have to have at least four left over. Let's say it was only high seven. You don't have to have four left over. You just have to have ripe. And if it's a toy oven, to start with, all you need is just a little. Even a tefach, it's good for the kids. They can bake with it a little bit. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, a Tanner is not Makabel Tumma unless Meshitagomer Melachta. It has to first be finished. In other words, it can be high enough, but it's still not Makabel Tumma unless physically it's finished. What do you have to do with it? You have to be able to heat it up. Ezu Gemar Melachta, what's called heating it up? To what heat? Once again, Ezu Gemar Melachta, and for the Mishnah, Meshisakenu Kedelefas by Sivgon. Hot enough to be able to bake suvganin with it. What are suvganin? In Eretz Yisrael, I think they call donuts suvganiyot. We don't mean donuts over here. The Batanur explains, it's a loose batter kind of dough. A lot of water or a lot of oil. It's very loose. And because it's more liquidy, as opposed to being dry, it bakes at a lower temperature. What comes out is like a says the Batanur. That means a soft, spongy kind of a cake or bread. So once again, Ezu Gmar Malachtoi, Mishasakenu, when you heat it up to a high enough temperature, could they left us by Savganim to be able to bake these Savganim? In other words, it doesn't have to be heated so high to bake regular bread. Even before that, it's already considered finished. Rabbi Yehuda says, what's the shear of it to be called Gemar Malacha? Mishayasig es achadosh k'dei lefois b'yoshon sevgon. Let's type these words slowly. Mishayasig es achadosh. You heat up a brand new oven to the heat that with this type of heat, had it been an old oven, you would be able to bake sevgon. See, in a brand new oven, you always need a little bit more heat. Why? Seems that the more you use the oven, the more like the cracks disappear, the more the insulation falls into place. So Rabbi Yehuda's shear is less than the previous shita. The previous shita says, look, you have to heat it up enough to be able to bake sufganim, but the sufganim have to be able to bake in this new oven. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, even less than that. You have to heat it up, you have to heat up this new oven to the point where had this been an old oven, sufganim would bake there, even though right now sufganim won't bake there because it's a brand new oven. But that's enough to say gemar malacha. Zokta bat tenura. Even though by other kli cheres, as soon as you shape it in the furnace, it's already makabel tumah. How come here you have to heat it up first? And the answer is a tanner. In order for it to work, you have to stick clay onto it. It has to be very hot. Memela, it's not nigma malachdoi until it's set to go, and you heat it up at least once. But it doesn't have to be totally heated up to bake regular bread. It's enough. Sivganim. And Rabbi Yehuda says, it's enough if it's at the level where if it was an old oven, Sivgana would bake. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah. Sechtes Kelim Perkei Mishnah Aleph. An oven that you bake with. In order for it to be makabel tumah, you have to come up at least 4 tfachim as you're building it. And if it broke, in order for it to stay an oven that's makabel tumah, you have to have at least 4 tfachim left over as a halt Rebbe Meir. The Chachamim say, this is only by a Taner Gadol. Regular oven that's made for baking, roasting. But a tanner cotton, basically a toy oven that's made to play with. You bake little things with it, maybe. You don't need a shear for tefachim for it to become a keli. It's even a kalshu, and a kalshu, we explain, means a tefach. Then the Mishnah told us, but if it's a question of what's left over, once it's a keli, it's enough to have roiv. So we explained it can't be this little oven, because you didn't have much to start with. So roiv of a tefach, that's not even good for a toy. And therefore, the Gemara in Cholin explained that we're going back here to the big oven. The Chachamim hold that if you have a big oven, how much has to be left for it to still be Mekabel Tumah? The answer is Roiv. Whereas Rav Meir said, 4 Tvachim. Lemaisa, we explained from the Gemara that if the Tanner was 7 Tvachim to start with or less, that's when the Chachamim say it's enough if Roiv is left. But a Tanner to start with that was 9 Tvachim, here they're Moide to Rav Meir, you don't have to have Roiv, but it's enough to have 4 Tvachim left over. Then we learned that the tanner is not makabel tumah unless you finish it off, or what's called finishing it off. In other words, even if you have the shear, it's not makabel tumah until the work is finished. And work finished means you have to heat it up. Don't have to heat it up to the full heat to bake bread, but enough to bake sufganim, which is a spongy kind of bread. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't even need that. You need it to heat it up enough so that had it been an old oven, which is hotter, you could have baked sufganin in here.